Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back here, and I'm just watching the end here. Tyler Robinson, the suspect in this case, the alleged assassin in the Charlie Kirk case, is present via video camera from the jail. He is wearing what appears to be a bulletproof vest or a protective vest, and he is on video live staring basically just blankly at the screen, no facial expression of what's going on, and did not say anything. He had his charges read to him by the judge. Tony Graff is the judge in this case, and again, this is coming out of Provo, Utah. This is the reading of the charges and the official arraignment of Tyler J. Robinson, the alleged suspect in the Charlie Kirk case. And again, he was just sitting there staring at the camera, blinking every now and then. No facial expressions, really didn't make. He looked down once or twice, but really no emotion or no reaction to anything that was being done, just staring at the camera. The charges that they did read were aggravated murder, discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, obstruction of justice, 2 counts, witness tampering, 2 counts, and the commission of a felony in the presence of a child under 14. They did set a hearing date of September 29th at 10 a.m. via WebEx again. And this is sort of like a Zoom meeting that was going on in the court. The judge was in his chambers. The prosecutor, the DA, was in his office, and a court-appointed attorney for this hearing, for this arraignment, for the reading of the charges, was there, and the clerk of the court who arranged the WebEx hearing that you just heard take place. Again, this is the first time we've seen live the suspect, Tyler J. Robinson, again, who is wearing a green, what appears to be a bulletproof vest or some kind of vest that has Velcro straps on the shoulders. He appears to have some stubble along his chin and lower cheek area from the 2 days or 3 days that he's been in custody, or the few days he's been in custody. And again, just staring now, they're still showing video of him. He's staring either at the ground or at the camera. Really no emotion, no comments from him at all, but he wasn't asked for comments. And again, this is coming from Provo, Utah, and the judge was Tony Graff with the district attorney, Chad Grundunder. I did not get a name for the attorney that was representing the suspect at this case. So that was the live reading of the charges that he is facing. Aggravated murder carries the death penalty. Discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, another felony. Obstruction of justice, 2 counts, another felony. Witness tampering, 2 counts. One of the things that were brought with that witness tampering is they said that he attempted to have his roommate not talk to authorities if they reached out to him, knowing that he committed this crime and knowing that his roommate knew certain aspects of this crime, because he allegedly made a confession to about 30 of his gaming friends on a chat group. Now, I'm sure they're forensically, digitally saying which IP addresses these came from, where were they located when they came from, who was it made to, and they'll be able to digitally track that individual. It's not a verbal confession that someone else heard and can testify to. But if authorities, if the prosecution can determine definitively through forensic analysis that his device that they have in custody now sent that message and he was in possession of that device and that these individuals received a message from that device to their device that they have probably already have subpoenas for, or at least evidence that they received this message, and then them testifying that they did in fact receive a message from who they believe is Tyler Robinson's screen name, and if the prosecution could determine that Tyler Robinson was in possession of a device that sent that message, that's just as good as a confession. So that's where we're at this point. And again, it's our first time seeing. He was sitting there very emotionless. I understand that he is on suicide watch where he is. They are reviewing where he's being housed in the jail in Utah. To make determination what is best suitable for him to be placed and housed pending trial. And again, the next hearing for this case will be September 29th at 10 a.m. via WebEx, again, where these individuals, it'll be the judge, Tony Graff, who said he will be the judge at that hearing, an evidentiary hearing, and Chad Grundinger is the district attorney that is handling this case at this time. I'm sure there will be an entire team. But again, our first real look at the suspect here, Tyler J. Robinson, since this started and some pictures out there. And again, it was live video of him just sitting in a cinder block room with this hunter green vest on with Velcro straps on the sleeves, some sort of bulletproof vest or some sort of protective vest. It's hard to make out. It looks like now he did lean forward and make some comments into the microphone for the camera, but very short and poignant, just a few words, it looked like he said. So he will remain in custody without bail at this time. This was also a bail hearing. And again, the charges are aggravated murder, discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, obstruction of justice, 2 counts, tampering with a witness, 2 counts, and commission of a felony in the presence of a child under 14. 7 charges altogether, 5 separate charges with 2 counts and two obstruction of justice. There's 2 counts and tampering with a witness was 2 counts. So that's where we stand now, and he will be in custody without bail. And I would assume that there will be no bail in this case moving forward as well. And we'll see. I mean, we've been surprised by cases like this. If you look at the Idaho murder case with the 4 students there, a late guilty plea. Could that something like that happen here? Very possibly, but we'll keep on it and we'll see what happens as we move forward. But that's we brought it to you live as much as we could. It is 5:21 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few pop-up showers, high 75. Wednesday night, gradual clearing, low 60. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, high 80. Friday, great start to the weekend, mix of sun and clouds, high 75. It's currently 75 degrees now at 5:22 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're just back from hearing the live hearing on Tyler Robinson, the accused shooter of Charlie Kirk and murderer of Charlie Kirk, in court for the first time today. We brought that to you live just a couple of minutes ago, where he was charged with 7 counts of varying crimes from aggravated murder down to commission of a felony in the presence of a child. There's been a lot of, we just had traffic with EJ Samuels here. And, there's been a lot of traffic up by me coming in each day. And I've been monitoring this especially up from, let's say, Dixon City up to the Lackawanna County border, Susquehanna border. They've repaved that road beautifully and tore it up two dozen times now, three dozen times now. And they're blocking off one lane. They've been doing it southbound lately. And they're blocking it off for probably about 3 or 4 miles. And what they're blocking it off for, and here's my pet peeve, is for line painting, because they've done so much work on it. They're on their third or fourth lines now where they're covering over them and repainting them. But instead of the truck that drives down the road at a slow speed and paints the lines like PennDOT does normally, this is an independent contractor that's been doing the contract work. I don't even know which contractor it is. But they're blocking off about 4 miles of one lane of 81 South, one of our major thoroughfares, from about Scott Waverly all the way down to about Clark Summit. And instead of a big truck that drives at about 15, 20 miles an hour and it automatically sprays the lines in the middle of the road as it goes through, they have a hand painter that they're walking behind, that they're walking down 81 with. Listen, if you don't have the equipment or if you're bidding a job with something like Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania, one of our longest and most used interstates in the nation in places, in the East Coast anyway, maybe PennDOT or whoever's doing the bidding or the request for bids or whatever you're doing here is see if they have the proper equipment to do the job they're doing. I mean, all right. We've dealt with them tearing up portions of 81 after they've repaved it, again, 2 or 3 dozen times in places. Now, they're walking down 81 with a walk-behind hand painter, spray painter, to paint these lines in the middle of the road? Come on. And then we also have the debacle that was up on Montage Mountain that they're all talking about. People didn't even get to the concert that they were looking to go to. Listen, I get it when there's so many people going to one specific place, but traffic is not that hard, and they need to do a better job. And yes, another lane would help tremendously, but we don't have another lane now. And I know there were warnings put out. Music Police Department did a great job putting warnings out that day before and that morning saying, hey, there's going to be traffic, plan for it. But for utter gridlock for hours to where people couldn't get there at all and just turned around and left, or parked their car down and walked miles to get up to the mountain, something needs to be done. And I mean, we get tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of vehicles into places like MetLife Stadium, Yankee Stadium, Citi's Field, and the tennis stadium, and all these other places. I mean, can we send the officers that we do traffic control to one of these areas to do some traffic control training? And I'm not blaming them. They're just not given the tools or the assets they need to do the job. They've probably never been sent to a place where they're normally. Just send them to Philadelphia. I mean, look at the amount of cars they move in and out of places there. I mean, something needs to be done, because if you have people that couldn't get to their venue for hours, there's a problem. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 537, 75 degrees on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. So a TV anchor for a local Illinois ABC-affiliated station, Benny Ray Harmony, resigns after being suspended for an airing nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk. Now, she was the anchor for a local Illinois TV ABC affiliate station. It was WICS ABC 20, Springfield, Illinois. And she said she was suspended for airing a tear-jerking, nonpartisan tribute to her mentor, Charlie Kirk, following his assassination. She was live on the air, and she worked for Charlie Kirk. She knew him personally and got emotional. I listened to her, what she said during her time on the air, and she basically gave tribute to her friend, and she was suspended by the ABC affiliate station, again, WICS ABC 20 in Springfield. Well, she announced after she was suspended that she's leaving and resigning after she allegedly faced retaliation from the station for airing an emotional 1 minute and 17 second tribute on Friday. Many in the mainstream media have been fired for mocking his assassination, she wrote on X. I was fired for supporting my friend. And again, it's a minute and 17 seconds. She was obviously emotional. She almost broke down in tears and was fighting back tears for a good portion of the minute and 17 seconds. But again, she let it be known that she started her career working for Turning Point USA and was friends with Charlie and gave some quotes that Charlie used to say in their office to get the team together, and it took a toll on her. But you have to understand, yes, she works for this ABC affiliate. Yes, it's her job to tell the news, and this is part of the news. But you also have to take into effect the human aspect of it. And I'll go back. Listen, I found out about Charlie Kirk's shooting about an hour and a half before I came in the studio on September 10th. Right, I was down in Harrisburg. I gave the opening prayer to the Senate, drove all the way back up here, got the news that Charlie Kirk was shot, started looking into it. And just shortly before I walked in the studio, I saw the graphic video, up close video, showing the amount of blood loss that there was through the wound that Charlie received. My background as a homicide detective, my dealings with this type of stuff, I kind of knew that there was a 99% chance that was not survivable. But he was not pronounced dead. I am not going to say, well, there's no way, I don't think he can make that type thing. I said that there was an extraordinary amount of blood loss, but knowing his security team and the fact that they're all medic trained, the fact that the trauma center was basically across the street from where they were, maybe there was hope that they were able to plug the wound if it was not a total sever of the carotid artery and get him to a hospital quick enough to where they could clamp it off and get it repaired to get the blood flow back. Now, we know now that that was not the case. But during me trying to put aside what I just saw with my own eyes on video and tell you the facts that we knew. And the facts that we knew was that he was not pronounced deceased. The fact that we knew, they were saying he was in critical condition at the hospital, undergoing surgery. All positive signs, but still, knowing what I saw with my own eyes, the amount of blood loss within that second was tremendous and, in my experience, unsurvivable, but that was not the facts that were put out there. But I did say, and texters corrected me into the text line, saying that I said twice while I was talking about it, he was 31 years old. And that was obviously a mistake on my part, but it was more of my brain, from what I saw, what I observed with my own eyes, that reality that 99% of the time that kind of wound is not going to be survivable, and it got the best of me. And, you know, I corrected it after it was pointed out by two separate texters that said, stop saying he was 31. You know, he's not dead. And I did. But, you know, here's someone who was a lot closer and personal friends, worked for Charlie. You know, I've met him at dozens of events. I've spoken with him. We were friends on social media only, you know, enough to where I would say hi if I saw him, but, you know, not friends. This woman worked for him. She came up. It started her career working for Turning Point and Charlie Kirk. And she gave a minute and 17 second moment to her friend. I think the news station, regardless if it's ABC or not, should have understood that. But no, they suspended her for that personal stance. And not unlike our local affiliates here who fire people depending on who they're dating or who they're marrying. And good for her that she resigned and said, I don't want to work for an organization that like you. And I'm sure she'll have other opportunities. News organizations have reached out to WICS ABC for comment during Harmony's brief but powerful tribute to Kirk. She reassured viewers that it's normal to feel sadness or be grieving over the cold-blooded killing of the Turning Point USA co-founder. The on-air anchor, fighting back tears, revealed that 31-year-old conservative commenter was her first boss and had acted as a mentor to her early in her media career, teaching her to believe in herself and chase her dreams. Obviously, the news station WICS ABC 20 has not given, in this case, the New York Post, comment. So, you know, you got to realize sometimes there's the understanding that people are human. And if you're that close to someone, and again, a minute and 17 seconds, I don't think anything was said out of line. But obviously, ABC felt different, and good for her for not working for an organization like that. And like I said, I'm sure that she will have plenty of opportunities elsewhere to fulfill her career. It's 5:44 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few pop-up showers, high 75. Wednesday night, gradual clearing, low of 60. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, high 80. Friday, great start to the weekend, mix of sun and clouds, high 75. It's currently 75 degrees now and sunny here at 5:45 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back as we start to wind down the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025 today. Rampaging Florida boys caused $50,000 in damage to their school library and are turned in by their own mothers, as per cops. Two rotten Florida boys allegedly caused over $50,000 in damages to their school library and were turned into police by their moms, according to officials. The alleged bad seeds were identified as 12-year-old Felix Cohen Romero and 13-year-old Bentley Ryan Worley. I'm amazed they said the names of these individuals, who confessed to the outrageous vandalism at the Friendship Elementary Library in Deltona, according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. Now, there are pictures. They did quite a bit of damage. Chaotic body cam footage showed officers responding to a fire alarm at 1 a.m., guns drawn, as they stumbled through a maze of debris strewn across several rooms in the quaint school library. The glass door was shattered, the media center was vandalized, furniture was broken, and books were tossed everywhere, every which way, while graffiti was scrawled on doors, and it's all on video. The two punks were shown on video surveillance right before breaking into the library, with one boy sporting a Monster Energy drink hat and both wearing masks, according to images released by the sheriff's office. The heinous then returned to admire their work and do some more damage late Sunday, setting off the fire alarm in the process. After the video was posted, the mother of the two boys ratted them out, putting them on the hook for the massive repair bill. The meek-looking children, it's what they are, appeared in mugshots distributed by the sheriff's office. One of them sported a shadow of a mustache and rocks a messy ponytail and his official brush with the law. The other was a black T-shirt. Each boy is charged with 2 counts of burglary, 2 counts of trespassing on school grounds, criminal mischief, and theft, the sheriff's office says. $50,000 in damage. Well, you scored yourself a felony, boys. Good for you. And again, what were the ages of these two little cretins? 12 and 13. 12 and 13, just to do something stupid. And who knows how the parents will be on the hook for this? It says the kids, but who knows about that? But, you know, lives are ruined. And mugshots, too, from the Losa County Sheriff's Office. Maybe because it's felony. Don't know. But, you know, I give credit here to the mothers in this. Now, obviously, the pictures were out. Somebody's going to recognize them. You might as well get in front of it while you can. But, you know, we were talking about how the father turned the alleged shooter in the Charlie Kirk case in. Now we hear that the grandfather was involved as well because it was his gun that may have been used, or his former gun. Now we have here this $50,000 in damage to an I mean, think about the amount of damage that needs to be done. $50,000 of damage to an elementary school library. And again, police responding in the middle of the night, they see everything destroyed, their guns are drawn. This could have become very tragic very quick, and it's on body camera footage. But for these mothers to see this be put out there and realize that it's their children, to see the anguish that they must be going through and did go through at that moment, the fact that they're, 12 and 13-year-old, still their little babies. But here they are having to call the police, call the school district and say, no, it was my child. I give them all the credit in the world for doing something like that. It's got to be some of the hardest things a parent needs to do, but you need to learn from that it also needs to be done. Tough love is having your children overcome obstacles, making sure we don't raise entitled brats. Working hard to get where you're at is a good thing. People don't do well when they receive things easy. Life, we've talked about this for the past almost 2 weeks now. We're on the second week now. Life was designed to be hard because it makes us better people. It makes us better individuals. Also, that being said, like I posted this morning and like our listener Sarah so poignantly said today, that mentors are a big part of people's lives. And our young men, just as our young women, need mentors in their life. And whoever that may be. And if they do not have one in their immediate family, if they do not have one in their friend circle, maybe be one to those around you. Doesn't take a lot of work. There's been studies done that, like, big brothers, big sisters, those who have bigs in their life, and that's what they're called, bigs, have a less propensity for violence, have a less propensity to do drugs, have a less propensity to be arrested, simply for having that authority figure, that adult figure, that big brother, big sister, a mentor, somebody in their life. So think about it. If you know somebody around you that may need that mentoring, and take the time to do it. Take the time to be that. it's extremely important. And maybe if these 12 and 13-year-olds had someone that they could look up to that could tell them something like this was stupid and they'd be tired, embarrassed to let them down, they wouldn't be in the situation they're in now, and their poor mothers wouldn't have to turn them into police to face felony charges. Let me tell you one last time about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, these guys were at my house today. A phenomenal group of individuals. Their text that came out, unbelievable. Got it done in 5 hours. 2 units inside, the one big unit outside, the handler outside. MonkHVAC.com to check them out. I had the 3 criterias. I wanted a local business, I wanted a family-run business, and I wanted a business that used top-of-the-line equipment. I could have went to the big box stores. I could have got one of these units for much cheaper and installed it myself for much cheaper. But it would have lasted a year or two, and I would have had problems and probably would have spent on service calls what this unit cost me right up front. And if you just look at the reviews of those units and how stable the companies are or aren't, if you look at their reviews, compared to Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, it's no comparison. There is none. This is the top of the line. This is the Cadillac of your ductless systems. We walked through everything. Rob Monk came out to the house, scanned everything, showed me what the units would look like on my wall. I took pictures on my social media today of the actual units on my wall, and it's just what he showed me, just what we expected. My wife and I walked outside to look at the outside unit with the gutter system that they put in to hide the tubing, and it blends right into everything. And again, you could see those pictures on my Facebook page. They are 24/7 service, 365-day cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors and trained premier comfort specialists. That family atmosphere, their name is on everything. Their name is the company. It is Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. If it's Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, whoever you're dealing with there, it's their name on it. They're going to handle you as such because they're not a big corporation. They're not a franchise. They care about their customers. They care about what they do because their name is on everything that they do. So check them out. Tell them I sent you at MonkHVAC.com. That is MonkHVAC.com. It's 5:58. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for us today. Johnny, I thank you for picking up the helm today. Jake was off because his better half, Kelly's birthday today. Happy birthday, Kelly. And Johnny did a great job in there. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.